6 days to go before Election Day, and while the campaigns make their final pitches, some cities are preparing too. Local law enforcement agencies are working to avoid any problems that might occur before or after this high-stakes historic election. Here's NPR's Libby Lewis.
Here in the nation's capital, the city's mass transit police announced this week they'll begin conducting random searches on its subways in time for the election. Michael Taborn heads the city's Metro Transit Police.
Why now? Because I think that it is an additional security measure that the Metro Transit Police can employ. We are dealing with times of the elections and the upcoming inauguration.
He said the city wasn't acting on any specific information about threats, but there's been mean talk and some nasty behavior on both sides, like at this Bethlehem, Pennsylvania spot where supporters were waiting to get inside a rally for John McCain and Sarah Palin.
Obama's a terrorist, don't you know that?
Just this morning, a professor at the University of Kentucky found an effigy of Democrat Barack Obama hanging in a tree on campus. On the other side, a man in West Hollywood, California, hung an effigy of Sarah Palin outside his house as a Halloween display.
I think every police department is thinking about it, and we should be.
Sergeant Betsy Smith is a patrol supervisor in the Chicago suburb of Naperville, Illinois. She says police around the country are thinking about this election through the lens of history.
We're about to either have the first African-American president or the first female vice president in our history.
The history for law enforcement in this country is big emotions can lead to bad acts, like the skinhead plot to kill Obama that police just disrupted.
As law enforcement, we have to sort of weed through that rhetoric and decide what's a credible threat, what isn't. Now, that's very difficult to do.
Los Angeles Police Chief William Bratton says he wouldn't be surprised if Osama bin Laden tries to influence the election somehow. His department has been gearing up for some time to prepare. And police in Washington, D.C. and some other cities say they are too. This is tricky, of course. Police want to be prepared, but they don't want to suggest they're expecting trouble. That can be a very fine line. Jeff Thomason of the Oakland, California Police Department told The Hill newspaper his city planned to add extra officers on Election Day. The headline read, "Police Prepare for Election Day Unrest."
I think they tried to pump it up a little bit to, you know, get people all nervous that on Election Day, that depending on which candidate wins, that there could be riots. And that's just untrue. There's no credible threats out there right now that there's going to be riots.
Still, he said, he wanted Oakland voters to know.
If something does go off, the Oakland Police Department will be there and we'll take care of business.
Tim Sparapani with the ACLU is glad for it. He's thinking especially about making sure voters can vote.
It's a natural response to what we consider to be a really important milestone in American life. So I think it's a good thing that the police are at least considering what to do.
But he doesn't agree with D.C.'s decision to randomly search passengers on mass transit. Sparapani says he believes the biggest deterrent to troublemakers, whoever they are, is for everybody to go vote. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.